What's up, y'all? My name is Ian Edwards. This is a soccer comic rant, and this podcast is available at allthingscomedy.com, Punch Drunk Sports, World Football Daily, iTunes, SoundCloud, and I can't remember anywhere else. You can get at me on Twitter at Ian Edwards Comic, and I'm with my guest host, Mark Hayes, Irish Mark Hayes, Everton fan.
Tip top of the morning, as we don't say in Ireland.
Tip top of the evening.
Tip top of the evening.
And still don't say that in Ireland, but fuck it.
Just the tip top, they
just
say.
Just the tip top. You know what I wanted to ask you? Because, you know, we're going to start from the last game of the weekend down to, I guess, the first. Super. And the last game was the Merseyside Derby. But why, you're from Ireland, why are you an Everton fan? And I might have asked you this before, but
yeah, no, it's kind of weird, right? Because my dad is an Everton fan,
right?
And they used to be good,
right,
like in the '80s, maybe the '70s,
right?
But like I think in Ireland, growing up in the '80s, nineties, it was either United or Liverpool. You're one of the two,
right?
So the fact I was Everton, I don't know. I got to ask my dad why did he curse me for life. But like I was Everton, my dad is Everton. Mm-hmm. Then my brother and sister are Liverpool.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, so there was a nice.
Oh shit. So there was a fight in the house yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. Shit.
But no, I was cursed. All I remember, the one good time as an Everton supporter was winning the FA Cup. That's the only bit of joy.
Just one good time.
One good time. Everything else has been almost no. Oh, we avoided relegation. That's a success.
Yeah, that is a success to a lot of teams. Like, we didn't lose.
Yeah, we just lost.
We just lost.
Considerably.
Yeah, but those other three teams, they lost. They yeah. relegated. Losers. We are the best of the winners. We came in 18th.
Yeah, that's it. That's all 18th? We had.
20, 19, 18. We came in 17th. They came in 18th, 19th, 20th.
We were killing them. But yeah, that one FA Cup, I think Paul Wrighthout got a header.
Paul who?
Paul Rideout.
Uh-huh.
And then the only other highs was Duncan Ferguson headbutting people.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the good laugh.
I guess it all depends on what you're into.
It all depends what success is to you.
Yeah, what success is to you. There's different versions of it. Like Everton people, fans are, you know, they're creative and they can come up with different ways.
Yeah. Even, do you know what, too? Signing players was like a success for us.
Yeah. Because if you get a big name,
yeah, we're like,
even
whoa.
Though he's 80 years old,
yeah.
But he came from a good team, good pedigree.
The best one I can remember is Andre Kanchelskis.
Oh, yeah.
He came, we were like, how do we get this guy? We're going to go on to great things. And then we just avoided relegation the week before, the last week of the season.
He was good for something.
Yeah.
I mean, you stayed in the Premiership. You've been in here. You never went down, right?
Oh, no, it's just like a loveless marriage. We've been in it for ages. It's just never fully broken up.
Yeah, it could be worse. You could, you know, as bad as you look at it, you could have been a Villa fan. You could have been a Newcastle fan.
Yeah, Leeds.
You could have been Leeds. Leeds was standard Premiership. Now, forget about it.
Yeah, big time.
They've been out longer than they were ever in.
We've just been consistently mediocre.
And, you know,
That's me, though. Describe myself in two words. Consistently mediocre.
And that matches your team.
Yeah, maybe I need to burst out.
So, you know.
Teach Everton a trick or two.
Maybe this relationship ain't that bad. Maybe it's perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe you're made for each other.
I just got to admit that I am the Roberto Martinez of my own life. I am David Moyes.
In the Moyes.
David Moyes in the sheets, Roberto Martinez in the streets. That's
hilarious. Hilarious. And so you guys played Liverpool, lost 1-0, but it wasn't a bad match. Like,
nope. Yeah.
Like, you guys, I think I've seen the last three games you played, and the spirit is up.
Yeah.
Considerably.
Big time.
And if you'd had this spirit, and I know it's a derby, but you had spirit against Arsenal, you beat Arsenal.
Yeah.
That was a comeback win. And then you tied Man U. So you had three tough games.
All at home, though.
Doesn't matter. Still.
Kind of. No, to me, it slightly does. Yeah, like they, does. Yeah, they were all. Yeah, because they were all like cup finals almost. We've been playing so poorly. We're playing like the top teams.
You've definitely stepped up your level.
Yeah.
In the last three games.
Yeah,
if you could play like this against those other teams, you'd have more points.
Yeah, I don't think
because
we
I
will,
saw
though.
Some of the games that you guys lost. and you weren't playing with this much intensity. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with Ross Barkley? And I could pick players. And I said, what happened to these guys? Coleman, so much spirit lately, especially yesterday. And especially against Arsenal halftime. It was like, Arsenal halftime was like the part in the first Rocky movie when Rocky got up. And he was like, you ain't so bad. You ain't so, like, Coleman was saying that to Arsenal players going into the tunnel. You ain't so bad. You ain't so. And they were fighting in that tunnel. And I was like, oh, shit, I don't want to be Arsenal. What's going to happen in the second half?
Coleman,
and
then is you came little, through. Yeah, he's a terrier.
Yeah.
But I wonder if this connected. Gareth Barry going off at halftime or against Arsenal.
And then you win.
And then we picked up, and Gareth Barry coming on.
And staying on against Liverpool.
And we dipped considerably. I don't think he's got any intensity. He's too slow.
No, you don't have the intensity. I don't think many teams have the intensity. Like, you went Liverpool style for Liverpool style in the first half.
Yeah.
And you matched them.
Yeah.
But can any team follow this team into 90 minutes plus of that?
Yeah, no, it's tough.
That's tough.
Yeah, really tough. That's but really you know tough. What? Yeah, I admired our like tenacity and spirit, but our quality was shocking.
But you don't got quality.
Yeah, I know. That's like coming to realize poorly.
I thought you knew that. I thought it was a part of accepting the mediocre part.
There's always a bit of me that's like, we're going to step it up. We can do it.
You did, and that was it.
Yeah, I know.
That was your step
up.
It was
like Lukaku's going to be able to hold up this ball. Ping. It goes back into our own half. If he could hold the ball up, we could have like a chance.
But you know what I'm kind of figuring out about Lukaku? He's the size of a hold-up player,
yeah.
Right? But he has the speed of a Sanchez
or
any small guy.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like he can actually, if they played him more where you kicked the ball to him, he had to run at it to get to it with a defender on him, I think he'd have a better advantage.
Yeah, big time.
But the flicks and the finesse touches, he doesn't have that, but he actually could dribble.
Yeah, no, he's
good for his size. And I think they need to mix it up and try to make defenders have to defend him on the run more.
Yeah, true.
Because I've seen him burn some of the fastest defenders in EPL.
Even Koscielny, was it last game against Arsenal? Yeah, he burned him.
He can burn people, but he's never in a position to burn, so they should play him to burn. They should play him. This is crazy. Like, I think me and you talked last time, and I think the way Everton is playing is wrong, period. It doesn't bring out most of their quality.
Yeah, big time.
So if they played more like Leicester last year and used Lukaku like Vardy, he is Vardy fast for a huge guy.
Mm.
Like, he'd get fouled, you get better free kicks, you might get some penalties.
Yeah.
And less of him trying to hold up a ball that he doesn't have the ability to do.
Yeah, I know. You know, and I guarantee it's confusing. Like, it's confusing for me to even look at him and be like, why can't you hold up the ball? And not realize that that's not his game.
It's not his game. He plays smaller than his size, but it's tough to, because everybody that size is, he's Heskey size.
Yeah.
He's Hasselbank.
Drogba.
Drogba.
I just want him to be Drogba so bad. I want him to be able to hold it up.
Nah, Drogba was special.
Yeah, he was, right. But geez, it pisses.
And I know you're playing blue.
Yeah, I know. He was different level.
You need more than that.
But, like, that's the thing. There were so many balls. Like, Liverpool were well on top, especially second half on. The first half, we did well.
No, you hung with them. You actually played their game, and you did well.
It was like two sluggish heavyweights, just like.
But it this game had everything. It had flow, but it didn't have flow.
Yeah.
It had tackles, hard tackles, but they weren't harsh ones. Perfect, and it had passing, and then it had the flow being broken up. And it's like, so I enjoyed.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I didn't think the quality was great, but
given
the defenders, like props, they defended well.
Right.
That's why, like. I can't figure out Funes Mahrez, is it? The centre back?
Right.
Like, I think he's awful.
Sometimes.
But is he just awful on the ball or when he gets a header from 7 yards out? Like, do you remember that at the end of the first half?
Trying to remember what happened. What did he do?
It was their one chance. He had a corner and he was 7 yards out. He got a free header on his own. He put it wide.
Right.
And you're just like, you need to be putting them on target.
Well, let's see how many goals he scored to see if he's reliable like that. Nah. That's not happening. 25 years old. He's from Argentina. Argentina's putting out some terrible defenders.
Yeah, he gets his game for Argentina.
He plays for Argentina?
Yeah, like he got his game during the last tournament they were in.
Well, they're in trouble then.
Yeah, big time. Because
he's not... He scored 4 goals in last season.
Yeah, but he's not good. But we have so many, players that aren't great. Like, that's the thing. Jagielka went out, and you're like, all right, who's going to step in? You see this guy, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, as much as you shit on Jagielka, it's like, who's going to replace him?
Yeah.
Nobody.
And, like, Baines. I like Baines. I like Coleman.
Baines and Coleman.
I like Williams.
Right. And
I like
Barkley sometimes.
Ghana. Yeah. Jesus, Barkley will frustrate you beyond belief.
Yeah. I like Barkley as much as Barkley likes playing when he does play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If only he'd, like, he needs to turn it up an extra notch or two to be like, all right, he's a player.
Right. He needs to turn it up for life.
Yeah. And even, like, his last minute decisions about should I shoot near post or go across the goal.
It's not always good decisions.
Yeah, it's like he's going to ping it in 1 in 10. And you're like, whoa, he scored a ping.
He's only 23 years old. But, we've seen great 17-year-olds. Like, so it's tough to be like, he's only 23 years
old.
Like, when Rooney was 17, he was playing on the national team. Yeah. It was like, this, and then he lived up to it.
Yeah, big time.
Like, even when we bought Rooney, I was like, is this, it's a lot of money. Is this?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. Right. But I don't think Barkley would shine if he was on a different team.
Me neither.
Because he's a homegrown talent. He was lucky to stay on the pitch, too. That tackle, he had a few tackles in the first half.
Yeah, he went Rojo on people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you need to chill on
and
that.
The one he caught Henderson with? That was like 100% on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost snapped his ankle.
Yeah, and Henderson got him back.
Yeah.
And that wasn't an accident. But yeah, there was it's a derby. Those things, a athletic slide.
Yeah.
Because it's a derby. And
it was a good goal, in fairness. I can't even remember if we had a chance second half.
Saudi Omani, man. This guy.
Ah, he's...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's quality.
Like, if he's injured along with Coutinho, I don't know what Liverpool would do. But this guy keeps it moving.
Yeah.
Keeps it. And so I'm kind of comparing him to Victor Moses because, to me, now last year he was better than Victor Moses. He was on Southampton.
Yeah.
And they didn't start him all the time. But when he came in the game, I'm like, why don't they play this guy more?
Yeah.
And it's the same coach that didn't play this guy.
Yeah.
Start this guy. Because when he'd come in, he'd do good. And with all that speed, and I was like, "Damn, this guy's effective."
Oh,
so I don't get it. So then now he comes in and he's playing against his old coach. And he's like, it's amazing. I'm gonna beat you.
Yeah.
You should have played me.
Yeah, I know. And the fact him and Klopp afterwards, they love each other. You can see hugging and laughing. Mm-hmm.
This guy's a starter.
Oh yeah, 100, yeah. He's one of the main. He's top two.
Yeah, he just got there. He's a starter.
It's quality. But it was a good... But, like, it could have been stopped. Sturridge is running across the goal. You're just like, just don't let him shoot. Just don't let him shoot. And he does that trickle shot that you're like, the keeper's going to go down in slow motion. Is this going to trickle in? And everyone stopped except for Sadio Mane. Just going, follow it. Boom.
Yeah, it's like... It was musical chairs out there for that ball.
Yeah.
And he was the closest, fastest one to react to it.
Yeah, that's why, like, Coleman after it, when he did that great save off the line.
Yeah.
If Williams or Mahrez did that reaction for the goal, they could have stopped it.
Right.
They were just on their heels going, is this ball going in?
Right.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, no, it's a goal. Wait, let me move. Oh.
But can you blame Williams, the goal scorer, the guy who reacted to a game ago?
Yeah.
He had a goal ball come off his leg accidentally to score Arsenal's only goal. And then he comes back and heads a ball in the goal. And he had a header in this game, too, that wasn't powerful enough.
Yeah. No, I don't. I suppose being hypercritical, I blame him. It was just I knew.
It's Liverpool, man. They are tough. Now they're in a dark.
This was a huge win, wasn't it?
So what?
If this was huge for them.
Yeah, because they've been kind of like, they've had some ties and they've had a loss. So it feels like losses to them when they've been winning, and then Chelsea's gone ahead.
Yeah.
So this is big, and plus this is a derby. But if you guys have tied this, they would have walked off the field as if it was a loss, and you guys could have taken this as a win.
Yeah.
But they scored with no time, really.
But you know what's weird? There were still like 3 to 4 minutes left when they scored. And I swear to God, it's like we just gave up.
I gave up too.
Yeah, everyone gave up. They were like, all right, there's no way Everton's getting back. I don't know what we were doing. If we watched the last 3 minutes, there's like people not taking throws. Mm-hmm. They're like not taking goal kicks. You're like, there's still 3 minutes left.
So y'all took it as a nail in the coffin.
Yeah, it was like 100% done. Yeah. And even the one, I can't remember who Coleman saved it off the line for.
Right.
But they got through so easily. It was like, oh yeah, we're not getting back into this game.
Yeah.
we've given up.
It's hilarious.
Oh, some balls. But even like my dad texted me after, he was like, we just don't have the quality.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't, like, without a shadow of a doubt.
What did y'all think?
I think we thought we did.
Listen, like...
I think, do you know what? I think we thought that Martinez was holding us back last year.
Nah.
Yeah, but that's what Everton supporters thought, that we were like, we have this, we have Stones, we have Barkley, we have Lukaku, we have these wingers who are okay, we have Coleman. We were fooling ourselves.
Yeah.
We have all the options. Martinez doesn't care about defending. And then Koeman comes in and we're like, oh, no, we're the same.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now we're, but you know as well, Koeman's style, I don't know if he, I can't see a style to
but,
us.
But he's playing you all the wrong way.
Yeah, so like, what is the style?
You should be Leicester from last year style.
Yeah.
You should be defending. You guys are trying to attack.
Mm.
You know, you guys are playing like, like you've been in the top five of the Premiership for 5 years.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And I got to be honest, like the last 2 years, the last 3 years, Man U played like that.
Mm.
And we weren't as good as teams we were attacking, and we'd lose some of those games.
Oh, yeah.
Like we should have been absorbing pressure, but we're Man U, we can't sit back.
Mm.
But you guys got these, you got the coaches that say, you hired coaches so that you could attack.
Mm.
But you don't have complete personnel. Pep is going through the same problem. He's like, he's an attacking coach that scores a lot of goals, but he usually would have the defenders to back him up.
Yeah,
he definitely doesn't have that. So it's like, how do you, so what do you do if you're a coach hired to do a thing, that's your style, but you don't have
the players?
The players.
Yeah, big time.
Like, Man U now can do what we were supposed to do. Like, like I can see, like, the quality is all over the field. Like, I used to look at other teams and be jealous.
Even
players that are known to not have quality on Man U, they have quality now.
Yeah, big time.
You know, and that's crazy. Mm. So, I don't. You guys going to have to... Does Everton have money? You have new owners?
We have money. We just can't. People just don't want to come to us, it seems. Yeah, like, the higher quality.
Yeah, you have to convince somebody. You have to get somewhere in the table at the end of the season that'll kind of convince people.
Big time.
And do you have new owners or not?
Yeah, new owner.
So that'll help. If you get somewhere in the table, you got new owners,
but like,
and you keep Koeman.
Yeah.
Players believe in Koeman.
Yeah, see, he's a name.
So he's a key. And I guess that's why they kept Martinez, because you have to get the sexy, the shiny object to bring the cats.
Yeah, big time.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, the one bad thing was that I noticed the way, when it was so tight, especially the first half, when Liverpool started getting their foot in the ball, and they were finally able to pass.
Right.
You could see, like, Lallana, they were passing. They were like, all right, this is our style.
Right.
We're not going to panic and go long ball. Like, the centre-backs, who I thought, Clavin, I was like, a few times, oh, he's going to hoof it up the pitch. Mm-hmm. But he didn't. They were like, all right, we got this style of passing.
Uh-huh.
And they stuck with it, no matter how much we harassed them. But when we got the ball, I'm like, I don't know what our style is.
No, but
our style was give it to Lukaku to try and hold it up, and it goes out of play.
But another thing is, last year, Liverpool played this style last year, and they made some of the mistakes that you guys made.
Yeah.
This year, they had a season, and now this half a season, it's coming together chemistry-wise because they had some time.
Yeah, big time.
So y'all need some new players and some time, too. Like, because they weren't... Liverpool, weren't able to solve all their problems. Some of their problems ended up in goals last year.
Now,
now they figure things out. You know, so you know, you're not in a bad. If you could keep that intensity up of the last three games and bring those into other games, you'll forget this loss. Maybe not. Some Liverpool person will always remind you.
Yeah, big time.
But
they can move on, right?
Yeah,
you can. It's good that there's so many more games coming up.
Yeah,
I do think if we got someone of the quality of that guy, Dirk van Vigil, is it, from Southampton?
Another defender,
another centre-back who was really good.
Right.
If we got two of them, then we'd have a solid back four.
So you think you guys are going to buy?
I hope they do, because like if we that solid back four, then we're like, all right, let's get this style going. But when there's gaping holes,
right,
it's kind of tough.
Yeah.
And then when you don't have the quality to counteract with them.
Yeah.
I think we need to sort out the defence big time.
Right.
Well, just that one missing gap. Because, like, the three, Baines I like, Coleman I like.
What about McCarthy?
Oh, I like him again.
Yeah, you like him again. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Because he's earlier in the season, he wasn't tackling and he wasn't, like, high intensity.
But he was coming back from an injury.
True. He's been injured. Yeah. But, like, the last, I thought he was him getting stuck in, because that's the kind of style that we want. Someone getting stuck in, firing up the crowd.
Yeah, there was a lot of applause for your players in that game.
It's like that thing where, like, Pep saying, I don't coach tackles. And it's like, oh, yeah, but Everton, that's what gets us going. Getting, like, all right, getting stuck in raises the crowd.
The way you guys cheer reminded me like of Roman amphitheater days. Oh, he just lost an arm. That's our guy.
He's blind in an eye.
He can't see, but the way he did it for. You know, like you want to see somebody get hurt to prove that dedication.
They're trying.
They're trying.
And
some teams, like the top teams, it's goals.
Yeah.
It's effort. I'll keep this team if they put in an effort.
But
you guys needed effort, because the games before, if you'd have who's your next guy, who's you're facing next?
I'm not sure, but like, for example, if we had this against Watford, we would have been like, okay,
people wouldn't be so upset, people wouldn't be cheering for you. We'll see who you play next.
That's it, right? We just need the intensity.
Just keep up this intensity. I appreciated it.
Yeah, but I suppose, all right, overall, United draw, Arsenal.
It's not bad.
Liverpool. It was just, this was a sucker punch right at the end. And it kind of highlighted that we didn't have the quality to threaten too much and then get it back.
Right. Yeah, right at the end, when he put it in the back of the net, you knew. And then the type of goal, it felt like it was avoidable. Just a split second more determination from one of the defenders.
And then
that hurt.
And you're like, everything just burst.
The whole thing just burst. Like you could see this home, and then like you could pretty much score in the 90th fucking minute.
I think it was 95th.
Yeah.
But there was eight minutes of extra time or injury time.
Yeah.
So they're still like, oh, we've been playing well. It was like, no, we were hanging on here. Because in fairness, Liverpool, that's the kind of quality you need to mount a challenge. Because they would have been 8 points behind Chelsea, I think. They were nine.
Right.
And now they're six, I think.
Now they're six, yeah.
So, but like, that's two games as opposed to three. That was a huge win. And you could see Klopp celebrating it. Like,
he was happy in the interview.
Yeah.
Like he
knew it was huge.
He knew it was huge. He knew it was huge for him.
Because, like,
it was huge as a derby, but it was huge. Usually the derby is huge because it's the derby.
Mm.
And you want the points, but it was extra shit on this.
Yeah, for sure. It kept them in the league, I think.
Yeah.
Because I can't, if they were eight or nine back,
that's
three games, which I can't see Chelsea messing up.
Yeah, because, and I think they can feel Man U coming.
Yeah.
I think they're like, oh, okay, wait a minute. What's going on over there? Something's going on.
Yeah.
And then you don't know about Spurs either.
Yeah, no, it was big for them.
It
was the 95th minute. It was a sucker punch.
Right.
But if you're a Liverpool fan, you must be delighted.
Yeah, for sure.
Bastards.
Congrats, bastards, from Liverpool. So there it is. Let's go on to Man City, Arsenal. Talk about getting, wasn't that much of a sucker punch.
Oh, yeah. This is like a stroll in the pack punch.
Well, first half, I'd say Arsenal was kind of like, you know, running this thing.
Yeah.
And then not so much.
It was like against Everton, first in the good half. First half was good.
Mm-hmm.
Second half, they were just like, oh, this is tough. We're going to sleep. Good night.
Yeah. Arsenal just showed me. So they lose to Man City 2-1 at the Emirates. They were at Man City, right? At the Etihad. My bad. And it's just, listen, man, these guys don't dig in enough.
Yeah, it's so brutal.
They don't dig in enough.
No.
They have one thing to fix, and it's an attitude thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think...
No, they're not.
He picks players without that attitude, yeah, that dig-in attitude. Like, the only person that could get the most out of this team is that Atletico Madrid.
The manager?
Simeone, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because he'd rip them apart.
He'd rip them apart, and then they'd want to play for him because they'd believe in his style, but they don't play... Like, Giroud is too fancy to dig in.
They're all too fancy.
Ozil is too fancy to dig in.
Yeah.
Like, we could just go through... The only person that wants to dig in is Sanchez.
Yeah.
Sanchez wants to do it all. He wants to play dirty and pretty. He wants to play hard. But even their players who are supposed to be tacklers, like Xhaka and Coquelin, I don't even believe that they're real tacklers.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think they're Bogart in spots from finesse players under the disguise that they are not finesse players.
Yeah.
But you could probably play your other midfielders and get better results and get more goals at least.
Like if you had either of those center mids, they're tacklers with Everton, they'd be the creative force.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Like they wouldn't be expected to tackle.
Yeah, those two players that Arsenal calls, yeah, exactly what you're saying, like defensive midfielders would be creative players on Everton. Yeah.
And then the bouncers.
Yeah.
And it's two lads. Hey, that's guys. Hilarious. But like, here, my buddy texts me after game. He's like, I know you like Ozil, but he is a disgrace.
It depends on what side of Ozil you're looking at. Yeah, if you look at the goal assist Ozil, boom.
Yeah.
But like Ozil as a run back and defend a little bit guy.
But not even run back. There was a bit in the second half where they were like, Man City was just passing the ball around at the back. And
Ozil likes to watch that type of stuff.
Just watch it. Yeah, no, yeah. They weren't chasing. And you're like, you know this is like, you need to win this. You know your like league ambitions are just disappearing here.
I did the fancy part. Yeah. We scored with what I need to do.
That's the problem with Arsenal, I think. They have a load of players who can like justify in their head, right, oh, it's not my job to get this team going. Ozil's like, I'm a provider.
Right.
Walcott's like, but I'm just a winger.
Right.
Jack is like, I'm new. Coughlin's like, oh, I'm a defender.
Are you Coughlin?
Iwobi's like, oh, I'm young. Like, you can see, and then Sanchez just running around going.
And then they're like, oh, Sanchez, the immigrant, will do it.
It's obviously like you can see they're all making up excuses why they shouldn't be the one to go. But
because I don't think their coach is getting on them about the thing
he should
be getting on them about.
Big time.
You know?
Yeah, but that second half, they were a disgrace, I thought.
Yeah, I didn't even, like, the way Cech got beat twice, like, those are savable.
Yeah.
Those are checkable save goals.
Yeah, big time.
Like, Sané was offside, so that shouldn't have been a goal.
Yeah.
And then, do you think David Silva was in the way enough for that to be an offside? Did he interfere enough? And that's a possibility.
Yeah.
So I get why they play the way they play, because they can win a lot the way they play.
Mm.
So there's almost like false sense of security with this team. Like, yeah, we work hard enough. No, you don't.
Yeah, I know.
You don't.
They need everything not... They can't have one thing go against them.
Yeah, or it's over. And that's the thing they don't realize. So you have to put in extra.
Yeah. So, and they don't seem to have, like, if something goes wrong, they just go into the corner and cry.
Yeah.
They're not going to go, oh, this is where I need to dig in. Just dig in 1% more and see what happens.
Listen, I know this team did not look like a championship team halftime last week, midweek
yeah.
of your game.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Like, who's going to let somebody shove them like that in the fucking
yeah,
top?
Like, yeah,
the
I know, fuck yeah.
I was like, this team ain't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can I, you, do you remember when, like, Keane and Vieira were in the...
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
They'd rather get reds and not come out half-time.
Yeah, big time.
Whoever comes out to cover for them knows, like, yeah. dig in.
Yeah.
Dig in. And it's like...
But that's lacking beyond belief with this Arsenal team.
Yeah.
It's probably lacking in City, too, but... They well, just had it more.
City is like, they have the worst defense of any top team, top five team, probably in the history of the Premiership.
Yeah, that's awful.
Like to have a European spot with this defense is bananas.
I saw Pep was saying, like, I had to apologize to John Stones because I love him. But I just want to use the same defense as last week.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, he'll get over it. You dropped him.
I mean, but you also have to play him because what are you going to do? Kolarov?
Oh, yeah. It's weird.
Otamendi?
Yeah. And they were...
Zambaleta, just, I like him, but he's old.
Yeah.
Claudio Bravo is not the Claudio Bravo that was at Barcelona.
No.
His confidence is shot. He's barely hanging on confidence-wise.
Yeah, big time.
He's hanging on... to the little piece of his confidence that's confidence. and the rest of the part of his confidence that is not confidence is already falling over the cliff.
Yeah, he's bewildered.
He's bewildered, man. It's not.
But like, they were cut open in the first. When did they score? Arsenal scored in the 4th minute, didn't they?
Yeah, and Arsenal just went in waves on him until they got the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sané was just killing him.
Before it.
So what?
They had chances, like, before they scored, and they scored very early.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, their back four is like a zigzag.
But it's the back... that's what I expect from that back
four. Yeah, I know. But that's why I'm like, Arsenal should have been like, all right, let's get another one. Let's go for it.
I know, but they don't play like killers.
Yeah, they're missing. Yeah. But it's Jesus.
They're not killers, man.
It's like a broken record with Arsenal.
Listen, the worst thing that can happen for Arsenal is the guy who wants the coffee maker to score early.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he just think, oh, I got the coffee maker.
Yeah,
like when Theo scores early, it's tough to keep him motivated the entire rest of the game.
Yeah, that's really true, isn't it?
Because
he'd have shots later in the game, and you can see he's like, I don't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
I need to score
so that when we look at this statistically, it looks like you should start.
Yeah,
and I should get a coffee maker.
Yeah.
So that's how I think he plays football.
Yeah, he needs to score in 88 minutes. Yeah.
And then Sanchez is the only one, like, he's the only non-Arsenal player on Arsenal.
Mm.
And the second goal near post, I don't know, check. Should have got to that.
Nah, it was very poor by Arsenal overall. Like, yeah. they're out of it now. They're 12 points behind Chelsea.
That's crazy. Like, yeah, we could catch them.
Two or three weeks ago, you would have thought, oh, it's Arsenal or Chelsea.
It's more Liverpool, Chelsea, you know. Mm. I'd never said Liverpool earlier on in the year, but they seem to really, like... They can keep their switch on. They could turn up.
Yeah.
They know how to turn up and
that's
stay
why,
turn
yeah,
up.
Them scoring in the 95th minute
showed
it, like, all right, we don't stop. I read that we're like, they're told with Klopp, you don't give up either way until the very end, which they showed.
They show. They play like that.
Whereas, like, Arsenal give up after 55 minutes if they're having a tough time.
There's no way they're going to beat Liverpool in the table. Like, Mane runs. They got other players that run. They got motherfuckers that run, man.
Yeah, they're hungry.
Yeah, they haven't won anything. They got something to prove. Like, this is, they feel more special than, like, this is the same Arsenal that just came second last year.
Yeah, and you know, it's weird, too.
Whatever they came the year before.
Yeah, because, like, if you think about Arsenal at the moment, my first thought would be, oh, Ozil and Sanchez want more money. Mm-hmm. Not like Arsenal, do they want to win the league? It's like, they're two best players. Oh, yeah. We're not hungry, but we still want
an extra
100 grand a week.
Their type of hunger is not total football hunger.
Mm.
It's just like they're hungry to play attractive, not to defend, not to do both.
Jeez, yeah, but like that stems from Wenger.
That's Wenger. That's why I think he don't got it as a coach.
Yeah.
He doesn't put that thing in you. Like when he had Vieira, Edu, Perez, just when he had...
Yeah, Bergkamp. They were men.
Yeah, they were
when
men.
When you talk about them, you think men. These are like
these guys are wearing the same outfit, same team. They, the Henrys, they, you know, they're midfield. Mm. They had, you know, Adams and like,
Keon.
Like big English guys that yeah. just like left their heart and soul. Like,
yeah.
Like they don't have that here.
No, they're missed big time.
Yeah, it's not there.
And they don't even, they need like two. Because I like the thought of Shaka coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But like him and Coughlin, you can't turn to them and expect them.
They're not even hard enough.
If either of them shouted at you to like, come on.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're not even senior members of the team. They're still trying to get in.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they like, there's too many excuses. Like Iwobi. Iwobi's not going to go, Ozil, you prick.
Right,
chase them down.
Right,
he'd be like, "Okay, Mema, do what you want." Like they're not going to give out to each other.
Right. And going back to the Liverpool game, I loved how Origi played.
Yeah,
like he justified starting over Sterling. Even, I mean, is it Sterling?
Sturridge.
Yeah, over Sturridge, even though Sturridge got his shot on goal created the winner. But yeah, Origi runs his runs flow with that team.
Yeah, yeah, big time.
Yeah, for sure. So
they. They're running off the ball. Jesus, you know who's a player? Lallana.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, he's, yeah. Give me the ball. I don't care if I have three players on me.
Right. If Southgate is smart, he'll put Liverpool style of play into the English team. First of all, we got a lot of Liverpool players on the team. Mm. It's an English hustling style.
Yeah.
So that's how the national team should be playing.
They won't do it, but they should do it. Yeah, but, Jesus, I was impressed by Lallana and Origi, Sané.
Yeah, they move, man. They really move. They just keep moving.
Do you see Henderson has got something like 1,200 passes, over 1,200 passes this season.
I could believe that.
And no one else has in the league has over 1,000 passes.
Does he have more than Pogba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one else has like no one has 1,000 passes yet, but he's got 1,200.
All right. Let me.
That's a chunk.
Let me look. I'm gonna look for Pogba when we get to that. This is a disappointing game. Burnley versus Spurs. Mm. Spurs win 2-1. They scored late, and Burnley's a tough team, man.
Yeah, they are, right.
They gave you them Burnley problems, and they held on, and they look good. They counter well. They look good. They got some players with some skill.
Yeah.
Talking about, they have some players of quality. There's times when they looked really good, but they have a style, and they won't get out of that style, and their style keeps them close enough to snatch a win or a tie.
Yeah, that's it. It keeps them in the game the whole
time.
Keeps
them in the game.
And you're not expecting them all pass more.
Yeah.
There was a point where, like, they're told, apparently, because you can actually see their coach on the sideline mm-hmm. giving the long ball signal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So he's just like, keep putting it in there.
Yeah, especially towards the end of the game. When he went down.
And it causes trouble, too.
Yeah, yeah.
They almost, like, scored, but...
Yeah, because Vokes and Gray and them guys.
They had a few, like, did a chip. Yeah. Some guy lobbed it almost, but onto the roof of the net.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're tough.
Yeah, man. Spurs...
Spurs' second goal, that could have been stoppable.
The left foot one by Danny
came
Rose.
All the way across.
Those look stoppable, but that was like so pinpoint, and it's a true left footer.
Yeah, and I suppose how many yards? He was close to the goal.
He was close, like a true left footer, like banging it from that far.
Well, no, I meant like cutting it off before it gets to him.
The pass.
Yeah,
that was on a breakaway with him and Sissoko, who probably shouldn't have been on the field.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then Danny Rose played that well. He skipped over it at one point, let the ball get to Sissoko, and then Sissoko laid the pass to him perfectly. Mm. Like, it was a break.
Yeah, true, true.
It was a break. But Danny Rose, man, amazing player. You know who might get the EPL Player of the Year this year? It could be Walker. Now, he sucked kind of in the first half. That's how Burnley got the first goal on his side.
Oh, yeah.
But just in the second half at least, or after Burnley scored, he looked effortlessly and most weeks better than anyone.
Yeah, yeah. At one point, he just shrugged the player off.
He just runs.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he just, it looks like,
he
like
does
a
look
high school, a college, a professional dude playing with high school kids sometimes. Like, the way he just runs by people effortlessly and say, all right, All right, you guys need something? All right, let me do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to cross it over and give it to you guys again. Oh, you didn't get it? I'll just run back and defend. Yeah. Or you want it back again? It just pass it to me.
He's got some engine.
Yeah, like those two guys. Like, it's funny when the left and the right back are the best players. I mean, it almost takes away from what Spurs should do in the midfield because they're becoming predictable. Like, it's wide and down and across. But even the midfielders, like, these guys are effective, so let's pass out wide.
Yeah.
But Eriksen doesn't get to do as much.
True.
Dembele doesn't get to do as much. And Dele Alli, he gets touches, but it's all going maybe too wide.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, they're definitely give it. But, like, they are their best attacking force.
Yeah.
And they get back so well. And they're not like Liverpool with Mourinho. Remember that? He's like, oh, he's good going forward. But these guys are up and down.
Like,
they have engines.
They don't look tired at all.
Yeah, that's what's weird. It's they don't crazy. Look a bit tired
and
ever.
And they just do it like, and they both like, it's like they're on their own team and they decided to help these other these eight dudes.
5 year olds.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, if, because Walker, imagine they had like an extra touch on their crossing ability.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what they both need. Like for two people that the team depends on so much, they might feel like Walker's just 26. He feels like he's been out there for years.
Yeah.
And he plays older and matured and like it's all physical. It's all physical. He needs to really like they need to really get him some him and Rose. But Rose is showing a better touch now too. But they both need better crossing ability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, and even saying that though, they do. They must set up a lot of their goals.
No, they do. Well, let's see. How many assists does he have? He doesn't even have, let me see. 17 assists. But that's over 182 appearances. That means you need to, for the amount of times that you go down, you need more crosses. And he's only got, what, 5 goals? Is that 5?
Yeah, it's the final ball. I think that was... Plus, do you know what? He was pretty dubious in the first half for... He gave away the ball a couple of times.
Yeah.
And didn't they score for one of his mistakes?
Yeah, they did pretty much. Yeah. That's why... But in the second half, he went back to being this guy that's just effortlessly better than everybody.
But do you know what? I think he's a lot like Walcott almost in the opposite way that he can play really well the whole game but kind of mess up. So and then you're like, oh, yeah, they scored off his mistake.
Well, the fact that he only has 15 assists in 182 games where he's, like, the most dominant player most of the games, that means he's definitely, like you were saying, and I agree with you 100%, needs to work on the final third part of his game. The quality of it is not there. And
I wonder. And
he's dominant, but, like, Messi would never have that many touches and not have that. And I'm not saying he has to be as good as Messi, but there's so many players in between.
Yeah.
Like Ibrahimovic would not have the ball in those areas that many times.
And not set something up
or score. Like, so there is something wrong. Like, these guys are playing great, but there's something that can be really be improved. It's probably the easiest thing to do now. You just have to spend time on it.
Yeah, it's an extra hour.
There's an extra hour every practice.
But you know what? I wonder if they don't do that at all at Spurs. Think of Lennon. They're a lot like Lennon, except they defend.
Yeah. Remember Lennon used to be like that?
But he can't... He, like, get into all these great positions.
No quality.
None.
And he made it on the English squad.
Yeah.
But that's a great career for these guys. They don't know, like...
Yeah.
Just a little bit more time, and you could be, like, some shit... everybody's saying your name now, but will they be saying it 20 years from now if you don't put that extra hour in?
Yeah, I know.
And that's the thing, like, you're great now, but... Especially
on a legacy.
It's legacy. Like, just put in a little bit more practice and no one will ever forget about you.
Yeah. Like, take Dennis Irwin for United.
Right.
I still talk about him.
Still talk about
him. Because he was quality.
Yeah, quality so much longer, yeah. Like I don't even have to ask, who's that?
I know who
exactly you're fucking talking about. And there's been so many history of Man U players in that position.
Mm.
His name instantly sticks out.
Yeah.
These guys got to think like that, man.
Yeah, because they have it all, except for crossing.
Yeah.
And maybe just...
The reason why they make you come forward is because to cross the ball and the quality of that shit is...
Yeah. And like, yeah, as, like you were saying, but if you've that many touches and you weren't converting, but I wonder, they must not be have be getting this pointed out to them. They must just be being told grade up and down.
They must be.
You were.
Because, but this is specifically where the issue is. Because, like, listen, if you, they cross the amount of balls. It's like, if you look at the amount of crosses that they get, think of those as set pieces.
Yeah.
Moving in the middle of the game, set pieces. And if you improve the quality of it, players will get in position even more because they know they can get these goals.
Especially like Dele Alli.
Yeah.
He gets in there even if he's playing poorly.
You know what? Like, you know when we watched the Man U game against them and you was like, Harry Kane wasn't in the game?
Mm.
That's because these guys have the ball out wide.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these guys have the ball out wide. You're not going up to the middle to give it to this guy so he can hold it up and get it to somebody. Yeah. There's nobody to get it to. It's wide. And it's like, they have it wide, and then their quality of pass is not good enough to get to Kane.
Yeah.
So then he's out the game. Because they're not going through the middle. They just go. So they're kind of fucking themselves without knowing it.
Yeah. But they're probably not told. They must not be told.
I know. I guess they're not looking at it, man. Like,
you should get us in there.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the problem, lads.
Here's the deal.
They got to bring this couch, though. Yeah,
bring this couch. As a matter of, you got to come here. You got to fly to America, and we can fix you.
Get your Uber pool from NAX.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Here's what's wrong.
Here's the deal. I know you're fourth or fifth, but this
I know
is
you're
the
making
issue.
A lot of money.
You're smashing a ton of bitches.
You're playing for your country.
Yeah, yeah. But
you need. Have you heard of Dennis Irvin?
It's hilarious.
Yeah, but they could, all right. Because they got energy to burn.
Yeah, they got energy to burn, but you might as well
make
something out of it. Get some goals out that bitch. Why just burn it?
It'd be like, this is probably a bad analogy. If a woman,
bad analogies.
Yeah, that was an awful analogy. You're like if a woman was in the kitchen the whole time telling you she's baking a cake, and then once every week she's like, "Here's a cake." And you're like, "What?
What happened?" Yeah, I know. Like, where's all the other cakes?
Yeah. Oh, I started them, but I didn't finish.
Yeah, I didn't finish them. That's exactly. I put everything back.
We should get him in there. Let's just tell him that. Give him no context.
Would you like no cake?
Yeah.
Well, that's how you play.
No, get out.
Like you're faking making a cake.
Enough of these fake cakes.
Enough of these fake cakes. I want some real shit.
I don't know if we should be giving away this advice for free.
I know, right?
Consultants.
Yeah, we should get paid. That's how I feel. Bournemouth versus Southampton, 3-1, Southampton. I think Bournemouth probably played them very disrespectfully.
Yeah, I think so, right? They thought, oh, these, we've been beating the big boys.
Yeah, we could take this Southampton. And you couldn't.
Especially 3-1.
Played into their hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Southampton are good in the break, too.
So what?
They're good in the break.
Southampton?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you got to watch with, you know, because that's how they score.
Mm. So I definitely think, all right, Bournemouth thought, oh, we'll just play our own game.
Yeah.
We'll bully them.
Yeah. Well, we got quality. We have this style of play, but they also need better players, too, in some of their positions.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Southampton's like, this league is so funny, man. If you, you have to, even if you're Bournemouth and you want to play this attacking style of play, then you have to have better players.
Yeah, this is probably, like you said there, it's probably a game Bournemouth thought, oh, we can stamp our authority.
Yeah, we can get this 3.
We can put our style. We can go out there and play our style against this team.
Right.
And then they got hockeyed.
Yeah, and you see why Southampton is so much trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you wonder, too, because like, you must know that Southampton are good in the break.
Yeah, but they're like, fuck that. We'll just be...
We'll just be better.
We'll watch out for them. Watch out for their breaks, right, guys? Yeah. Coach, yeah, we're going to look out for their breaks. We're just going to attack. Don't listen to this guy. Fuck this guy. We're going to get 6.
Yeah, definitely.
Get 6. We don't have to watch out for their breaks.
Jack Wilshere, you'll chase back, won't you?
Yeah.
We need you. Oh, yeah, sure thing.
At least he had an assist this game.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll give... But, you know, they're talking about him again almost like he should be, like, in a great starting position for England, but nah, man. There's better English players on Bournemouth who put yeah. more into it that should be starters over Jack Wilshere on England, much less on fucking Bournemouth.
What's that? An English player who's getting overhyped after a couple of OK performances? I know, right?
Who's that never happened to?
Sounds very odd.
Who's that always happened to?
Imagine that happened every time Yardy Classy had an OK game. The Dutch media were like, "You must be in the team."
It's hilarious. But yeah.
No, good win for it. But like, yeah, you can't. I'd hate to be in Ireland. People do like the football pools betting, and you have to like pick six games, pick 10 games, and you win a load of money. I guarantee you, people are left down by these kinds of games. Oh, Bournemouth at home. Yeah, they could probably beat Southampton.
Right. Yeah, it's that's the Premiership. It's tough to bet on.
Yeah.
It's really tough to bet on. Like, our prediction, somebody said, he emailed me. No, he tweeted me. Like, I love the podcast, but your predictions are off. And I said, that's because the other teams won't listen to us. Yeah. It's not my fault they don't want to listen and do what they're supposed to do that we told them to do.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to call.
Yeah. You get them on this couch, man.
Yeah. Hello. This one was called.
So what? This one was called, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Man U beat West Brom 2-0, and we do what we've been doing. Now we're winning, right? Mm. But I am a little apprehensive because when we were tying, we were doing this thing where we would kind of pack, hunt for the ball.
All right.
And we'd pressure like the goalkeeper.
All right.
And we've been winning, but we've been doing that less.
Yeah.
So I want us to keep that
full-court
pressure up and, like, cough the ball out of them in their third and get it back and make more chances from there. But you know, we've played some tough teams that can make you look ugly.
Mm.
West Brom was one of them. We got the result. Crystal Palace, they really kind of made us look ugly.
Yeah.
But we got the results so we can grind it out. And
yeah, you got to be happy if you're a United fan.
And we beat Spurs. So... So, yeah, man.
Yeah, you're turning the screw.
We're turning the screw, and the players and the money we spent, even for players that we spent money on 2 years ago and even more that we gave up on.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't want Mourinho there, but he looks like a coach.
Yeah.
He's coached guys that I didn't think Rojo could be of any value to us.
Yeah, no.
And he's valuable to us now.
Yeah, he's playing out of his skin.
Yeah, and if he gets a red card, which he's trying to earn so hard, he must want
to go on holiday somewhere.
Yeah. This motherfucker really believes in Christmas. He wants to get the Sergio Aguero and go back to Argentina and hang out with Sergio Aguero and his family for the whole Christmas.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
He's funny. But here, your first goal was a beaut.
Oh, yeah, that one time.
Oh, what a cross.
One time.
Come on, Lingard. Onto the head.
Come on, Lingard.
Yeah,
Think about it. Oh. Don't even think about it. If you think about it, this moment is over. Let it go. And he did.
He could have swung at that and missed the ball completely. It was either like so perfect.
Nah, it was just the right moment, the right time. Don't think about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
do
yeah.
It. Just do it.
It was sweet. Right onto the head.
Right onto the head. Perfect. Boom. Like if he didn't do that, everybody would have saw it happening anyway.
Yeah.
After the fact and known that's what he should have
done. Yeah.
he'd get subbed if he didn't do that.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Immediately.
Well, why was he playing, actually? I was kind of surprised. Just to switch it up.
And, you know, we're going through that painful thing of trying to see poor Bobby Charlton has to come out to has to come to fucking West Brom
just to see
Rooney beat his tie and beat his scoring title.
Did he?
And the poor guy. Yeah, he was there.
Did he come close, though? Is it Rooney?
He hit the post.
All right. That was a good shot, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a good shot, but, you know.
Your man's going to be dragged around.
He's got to drag this poor old man around. He's going to die from going to shitty places to watch this record. His own record. His own record is coming back to literally haunt him.
Yeah, he's just like, give it to him.
Yeah, can we just give it to him? I don't care about this.
I just want to be by the fire.
Yeah, I want to be warm inside. Why am I at West Brom on a Saturday? You know, think they have better things for me to do?
He's like, I'm on dying. Sunday. I'm on the way out.
Yeah. You know I'm old, right?
Yeah. I want to live my life.
Yeah. Rooney did not take care of his body enough to end this nightmare of me being dragged around.
At least the only thing that Bobby Charlton might be gone. I hope he wins so that he has to go through this. Imagine his big Shrek granddad. Rooney, like when he's an old man, has to get carted around to see someone else break.
To see someone, yeah. That's the only.
The only thing keeping him going.
Yeah. Charlton won't be alive to see Rooney going to all these shitty places, to Brighton, or just wherever, you know, we'll be at that time. But we got the result. And instead of conceding late, we scored the late goal and closed it off. And West Brom is a team that can score. You know, they've scored a lot of three goals in a lot of games lately. Yeah. Rondon had a hat trick midweek. So it's a good win based on how we've been playing lately, and based on how West Brom has been playing lately.
Yeah.
So definitely take this.
Fair play to Tony Pulis for like making West Brom a team now. They're not as
they're right behind us on the table. We had to take care of them so we could stop them from getting closer to us and get us some distance in between them.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, but
that was a good win.
It's a good win, and really, like, hey, you may be right behind us, but you're not.
In
our class.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of puts them in a position.
Zlatan's the man, isn't he?
Yeah. Impressive. Like, I thought he was old and that he would help us only a little bit, but he's helped us a lot.
What was the second goal again?
I can't remember. Second one, it was a pass from Rooney. Then he kind of slowed it down, and then he did this thing where he kind of lobbed it forward in between two defenders so they wouldn't get it.
Oh, yeah.
And then he ran into that space, and then he kicked it and then deflected off a defender.
Yeah.
And then sent the goalkeeper the wrong way. Boom, in.
Man. He's delivering, though.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, who was complaining? Who was complaining about him recently? People giving out, like, I know Michael Owen, but someone who's a credible critic.
Yeah.
Seeing his Latin. He's got, what does he have, 8-8 or 9-9 or something?
I think they were complaining, I think when we lost to, who did we lose to? Mike Chelsea? They were complaining. Like, he was saying bye and congratulating the Chelsea players or smiling after the game.
Oh, really?
But now they can't say shit.
Yeah. I like the way he does his own thing.
Yeah.
Zlatan, he's just like, yeah, whatever. Just like, even when they're like, who was it against? He handled the ball. Oh, Crystal Palace. They were like, did it hit your hand? Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, yeah, in the interview. Yeah.
He's like, was he offside? Yeah, but I don't care.
Right.
He's just like, it's better than this all. Oh, at the end of the day,
the lads
got the 3 points. Sun goes down, and it's not about me scoring. It's about the team.
Yeah, that bullshit.
He's just like, yeah, it's me. I'm a legend. If I wanted to knock someone out by kicking him in the head, I could.
I think, is this the game where they took two goals away from us? Like, one was a handball.
Oh, really?
Or was that Crystal Palace? And then one was,
I think that was Palace.
That was Palace. And then one was Mata scored, and then they took, that was that Palace?
Yeah, that was Palace. Right,
so I'm mixing the two. Midweek game and this one up, yeah.
But oh, yeah, they're soft.
This is a good, clean win for us. Fuck it, we'll take it. Got the 3 points. Go to Middlesbrough, Swansea. And I think Swansea definitely thought we could get 3 points here.
Yeah.
And Middlesbrough was like, we'll sit back, play our style, and we'll fast break on you like we do on bigger teams, and boom. And then, so then Bob Bradley ends up with another loss, 3-0. Yeah.
When they lose, too, they lose by so many.
Yeah, I know.
They're getting, like, hockey.
Yeah, it almost doesn't compensate for the wins that they get. Yeah.
I can't see them getting out of whatever they're in.
Yeah.
Plus, they don't seem to have any money. Like, I don't know, they're centre-backs. They're like, who are you? You're pretty poor.
Tell you who these guys are.
You already,
even reading their names, I can't tell you who they are. Neil Taylor.
Deca Jordi Arnott.
Jordi Amat.
Yeah, he's not good.
Alfie Mawson.
He doesn't even have a photo. He's not even in the squad.
That's hilarious. And he started. No photo.
Yeah. And Rangel isn't too bad, but like, if he's around good people.
Yeah, if he's not too bad, if he's around good people, and he's around all bad people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fabianski's old as shit.
And the fact, like, they got rid of Williamson, and
Fabianski's not that old. I thought he was older. I just seen his name in the Premiership forever.
Yeah. Swansea are dodged. They're all right at home, but Jesus, away they're awful. Spurs 5-0, Middlesbrough 3.
Shit.
They're conceding, like, unreal bad.
Yeah. I mean, I still think, let me see. We'll, when we look at the table at the end, after we go through everything, I'll remember where they're at. But, yeah, it's going to be tough, man.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're going to get out.
Yeah. Stoke Leicester 2-2.
Good comeback for Leicester.
Yeah.
I thought that
with a man down.
Yeah, I thought the red card was harsh.
Yeah, I saw it too. He got the ball.
Mm.
Could have been a yellow, a serious yellow. Can you give somebody a yellow with a frown?
You can give a yellow with a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Don't do it again.
Yeah, don't do it again. But yeah, he got Vardy off and it's like,
but geez, like I thought Stoke should have seen that out easily. 2-0 up.
Yeah, they should have sat back.
Yeah, and 10 men.
But it looked like Leicester just had them under pressure for, and then, until they got the goals. They just, like, stormed them, kind of.
Yeah. But, like, Ranieri's like, oh, that sending off is the change of our season, I think. Sure, we have fight. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Don't know about that. But Stoke 2, Leicester 2, good comeback, Leicester.
Mm.
Showing some heart, playing a little bit like champions. And then how does Sunderland beat Watford? Like,
oh, Watford, yeah. Watford, like, are brutal for taking chances.
Yeah, it's like, like, can you should have had this easily.
Mm. They just don't take their chances. Watford are so wasteful.
Right. They act like there's going to be tons more.
Yeah. And they don't really seem to care too much. They're like, we get another one. Pickford did well, the keeper.
Right.
He isn't bad. But I don't even know where does Anichibi play for Sunderland? I tried watching a game and it was like he was left back. They've the weirdest.
So he wasn't forward like he normally was?
Yeah, like, especially for the goal.
Uh-huh.
He was, like, coming in, and you're like, why is Nana Chibi breaking balls to get into the box?
Hilarious.
He's, like, jogging from left back towards the box when the ball's in the net.
Maybe he ran out of steam, and he ended up like, fuck it, I'll just defend if this comes.
Yeah, I don't,
yeah, he's not in shape to go end-to-end.
I don't think, he's, like, left wing. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he's playing. Hilarious. I just can't get over the fact there was a two-page spread in him. Scoring two goals, and you're like, wait, even there he's put down as a midfielder.
He played like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't expect a team with Kapu, Ighalo, and Deeney to not be able to beat Sunderland. That's shocking to me.
Troy Deeney has been on 99 goals for something like 10 games or something.
Oh, yeah.
He can't score his 100 goals.
He gets an assist, or he gets the pass before the assist. Like,
yeah.
He gets involved, but, you know, He's a weird guy too, because he's kind of out of shape.
Yeah.
But he plays determined.
Yeah.
So you can't be like, hey, fat guy. Yeah. Wait. But
he's beyond determined, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's got that determination of a slim dude.
But yeah, he's got this weird keg barrel shape to him.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, that was a poor loss.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, here, Magic Moyes.
And Moyes,
Moyes pulls it out.
Moyes gonna save himself, is he? Is that what he's trying to do?
Look at this. He's got Barini, Anichibi, Yanzai, and Defoe.
Yanzai had some play in this game.
Yeah, he was good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was wondering when he did a few chances. I was like, is he actually good or what? Like, is he lacking confidence?
Right.
Was he overconfident at United?
Right.
Do you think he's good?
Nah, I've given up on him.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I won't cry for Yanazai anymore.
But, like, remember that when he had all that Willy Hooley sign for England or Croatia?
Something, and then he...
Because he'd won game. Like, he didn't even have a good game. I think he just did a good bit of skill.
Yeah, yeah. And he said, oh, there's going to be more of that.
Yeah.
Nah, nah.
That must like how that must be head wrecking for someone that you get that hype and you're like, I'm the next big thing. But really your body's like, no, don't forget. You're only okay.
So you're only okay.
You had like one lucky bit of skill or something.
Yeah. It's funny, the moment of flash that you have is at the right place at the right time.
Yeah. You're the next big.
It's just a moment of flash, that's it. West Ham versus Hull.
Jeez, Hull. Hull must be depressed. Mike Phelan, I feel bad when he's on the bench.
Yeah, this is definitely a winnable game.
Yeah.
And this was like, what happened? This was a penalty or something? What was this? Yeah, it was a penalty. I don't even think it should have been a penalty, if I can remember this right.
Yeah.
Like they got, West Ham really got lucky, but they needed this luck.
Yeah, but it was poor.
Like, Hull will definitely probably go down. And, you know, they're...
Yeah, I can't see them getting out.
Yeah, and they got problems on the field,
off
the field. So, well, mostly off, but yeah. So, Hull, fuck it.
Yeah, there's no one inspiring at Hull. I can't, their manager doesn't inspire.
Yeah.
He doesn't inspire me. Their defense is dodgy. They don't really have, it's like Huddleston. Who are those guys? They signed a load from Spurs.
Yeah.
Huddleston, Livermore. I always thought they were going to be better. Kind of elevate Hull up. But I think they just went down to their level.
They're just good enough to go down and then come right back up.
Yeah.
That's what they've been doing since Huddleston's been in the Premiership like 3 times since he's been in Hull.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, at least 2.
But like the fact that Snodgrass is their main attacking talent, he's got to be like... At most, your 3rd best attacking. He can't be your number one.
Yeah. He stands out on that team.
Oh, yeah, on that team because, they're awful.
Yeah, they're not great.
Mm. I suppose West Ham and Sunderland are doing just enough to keep their coaches in job.
Right. It's a tease.
Yeah, it's like one of you have
they coach teasers. Like, they should just, And then Crystal Palace, Chelsea. Crystal Palace lost again. They lost to Man U. Then they face another top team, Chelsea.
Yeah.
And they get undone Diego Costa style because that dude will score a goal that's important each game. And he did it.
Yeah. No, he's
a monster.
He's brilliant. Yeah, him and Kante look like they love each other too, which I'm really enjoying.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
They always go, he goes to celebrate with him. They're slapping each other. They're like two men that just found out they're best friends.
Yeah, and Conte fixed his hair.
Yeah.
It's a little bit better. So I appreciate
that.
He
was listening to...
I think he listened, yeah.
Costa told him.
Costa told him.
I was listening
Costa to... told him what we said.
Yeah. No, but Jesus, Chelsea's just getting the results. They're like Chelsea that won the Premiership.
Yeah. And then they've got like, what, 12 wins in a row?
Is that many?
Something like that, yeah. At least 11. At least 11 wins in a row. And they're top of the table in December, which is where they were the last time they won. The thing, I just think they'll win the whole thing because unless something happens to Costa, he's got 1 suspension coming up because he got 5 yellows. But I think they got this.
Yeah, unless Costa loses a leg, I can't see him letting himself be out of there.
Damn. Yeah.
But they're like solid throughout.
Yeah.
Like Victor Moses.
Again, it's just like...
Sending Oscar packing to China.
Oh, yeah, he's telling me that. Like, we don't need this guy. Because they could bring Cesc off the bench. They even have a Mikel.
Yeah?
They got people, man.
They've got Willian.
You got Willian. He doesn't start. Like, why do you need an Oscar hanging around in your life?
But, like, if you were to tell Oscar it's there to the season, in January, you're going to end up in China. Because Victor Moses is going to play.
Actually, a fortune teller did tell him that, and he told her to get out of here. Give him my money back. Now he's trying to find out where she went, see what else she knows.
Apologize. She put a curse on him.
Yeah.
No, they're just... Can't see them throwing it away.
Nah, not at all.
Like, I can't even see. Do you know what? They're kind of lucky, too. Not lucky, but they've got a good run of it at the moment. So they're not like... But even if they were up against someone, I can't see, like, City. No.
Liverpool, if they
yeah, Liverpool the only threat, I think.
Yeah, Liverpool can catch them. If Liverpool keeps doing what they're doing, but that's about it. Like everybody else is kind of like slipping off. Like Arsenal, 2 losses in a row.
Yeah.
Spurs has been tying a lot, and then they got a win this weekend, but they've had so many ties, they're not where they could be.
Yeah, and especially against the top teams, they're not delivering at all. But you know what I like about Chelsea? Like, City against Chelsea, De Bruyne had a chance that if he had scored, they would have been 2-0 or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a way different game. When Chelsea get a chance, Costa scores.
Right.
Like, he won't. He's not like Lukaku where he's going to like, I almost scored.
Right.
He's like, here, give me the ball, boom.
Right.
I am the man.
And the way Chelsea plays Costa is the way Everton should play Lukaku. Oh,
yeah.
Because, like, he's not doing a lot of hold-up play. He's doing a lot of physical playing.
Yeah.
He's using his height and his speed moving. He's not like...
Yeah, big time.
He's not, like, facing his own net and holding it up. He's they going playing with a lot of movement. And I think that's where Lukaku should be. Like there is a game for guys that height. And it's frightening when you see how well this Costa can move. It's shocking every time he scores a goal on the move and you're like, oh, shit. And I think Lukaku could be doing that too.
Do you know what? If Everton just copied Chelsea, I wonder.
They'd be all right.
And I'd be happy with that too. Because even though like Chelsea aren't doing the Arsenal tippy-tappy, they're still like, if you're getting the results and you're getting them consistently, you've got to be like,
This is
what we want.
Chelsea, they pass a lot, but they let their players hold. They have players that don't like to stay with the person who's marking them. When they'll dribble into another zone of the field. Mm. Like Hazard would move, Willian will move into... like these guys look for other types of more trouble in the last third of the game. They'll just dribble into it.
But that's the quality then. Like, the
quality, yeah.
I can't see Aaron Lennon for Everton or
Valencia. Bad decision makers.
Yeah.
And a Valencia. Bad decision. Like, they can make good decisions, but they can mostly make bad ones.
Big time. And that's the difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, what decision are you going to make under pressure?
Right.
I'm going to kick it out of play. Good man, Aaron Lennon.
Yeah, like what is my head telling me to do now? Oh,
Ross Barkley, I'm going to hit the first man with this cross.
It's bananas. Let's see what we got coming up this week. All right, so let's try to pick 5 games out of this lot. And let's see. Lucky for Man U, we got Sunderland, and we're at home. So we could pull off that 3. There's no way we shouldn't be able to pull off this 3. I mean, it could happen, but that would be heartbreaking to not win that game.
Nah, I'd say that's like 3-0 to United.
Yeah, at least.
Hmm.
Like, probably should be able to get some more goals.
I wonder
They might rest Ibrahimovic this game, though. They've been looking to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've been looking to.
I wonder... Yeah. It'd be harsh if Sunderland lost and Moyes got sacked at Old Trafford.
You think it'd be harsh or fair?
I think it'd be purely because he must be like, Jesus, he'd hate
Old Trafford's still hurting his coaching career, when he's not a coach at Old Trafford.
Yeah, let me go.
Like, come on, y'all. Don't do this to me.
Chelsea Bournemouth.
Yeah. Chelsea.
Arsenal, West Brom, that could be sticky for Arsenal. I hope they win, but...
Yeah, because if West Brom keeps playing them and doesn't give up,
they could
win it or tie it.
I'll go with Arsenal, but I can see him messing up.
All right. can't say...
Oh, Leicester-Everton?
Where is that? Yeah. Now, that's big for you, too.
Yeah, that's a big one for both of us.
Yeah, you both need this win.
I'm going to go with Everton. I think we're going to play on.
you think they're going to keep up the intensity? If you should, because they're the champs. If you look at them like the champs and play them like the champs, you could beat them.
Yeah, big time.
Or tie them.
Plus, Vardy's out, isn't he? Does he get an automatic suspension?
Yeah, he's out, but he hasn't been doing much all year, except he had that hat trick against Chelsea.
Yeah, true.
But besides that, he ain't been on point.
Okay, City. Yeah, I take Everton. I'll try Everton 2-1.
All right. And then let me see. What else is worth this?
Oh, Swansea West Ham.
Swansea West Ham.
That's a Swansea. That's a 4-3 written all over it.
That's hilarious. Swansea can beat West Ham if they're careful enough defensively.
Plus, they're at home.
Right. When that's Swansea wins, they have to score so many goals.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Like, right, try to be able to win 2-1 for us. Baby steps, Swansea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to go 4-3. They surely can't.
I still kind of like West Ham has changed my mind a little bit. I'd say it's a tie West Ham or West Ham will win.
All right.
Yeah. And that's it for the games. And then I think I want to talk about Ronaldo winning the Ballon d'Or. But not on that, going to the World Club Championships and scoring 3 goals.
Mm. He's some man.
Yeah. He's the first player to score, to win the World Club Championship with 2 teams and score 3 goals.
Seriously?
In 2 finals, yeah.
Jeez, I don't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's... I wonder what the team they were playing against. Crap.
It was a Japanese team, so I watched the game the other morning, and no, they're the Japanese J League champs.
All right.
But they're organized and they have quality, yeah. And they just, to be honest, Ramos should have been sent off.
All right.
Like in the second half, and then maybe that team would have won, but the ref, he already had a yellow. It wasn't that vicious of a tackle, but it was still at least your first yellow.
Yeah.
So he already had one.
Oh, he should have went.
So the ref didn't want to be the person to decide the game, so he left him on. And then after that, you know, Madrid scored, I think, at least 2 more goals.
Yeah, he's a machine.
Yeah.
He's quality, isn't he? Like he's
Ramos?
Oh, no, Ronaldo.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, he's the kind of guy that bloody Spurs fullbacks should be going like, all right, who puts in the extra effort?
To what, to defend this guy?
No, like to elevate themselves above, to be like legacy. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder if Ronaldo goes home after normal training or does extra. He obviously does so much extra.
Right.
And like, look, it's shown off beyond belief. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's quality.
Yeah, definitely.
Although, and did you see the Barcelona game against Espanyol?
That video game?
Oh, wasn't it unreal?
Yeah, man.
Messi and Iniesta, all of them were just like dancing around players.
And just dancing and passing.
Yeah, it was
goal, dance, pass, goal, dance, pass, goal, dance, pass.
It was mental. You're like, how did he get past 6 players there?
Yeah.
With a drop of the hips and a shimmy of the head.
How do you get past the same 6 players that Iniesta just got past?
Yeah.
Like, these guys just... those guys defended like they were cones.
Yeah,
like, Jesus Christ.
It was mental. And they got, like, chopped down, got back up, and still had the ball.
Yeah.
And then Suarez just gobbled up the chances.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jesus. It is pretty nuts, right, Messi? I wonder who's going to be the third, or who's going to be the next... to elevate to that level.
From, like, what, scoring-wise?
From, like, just to legitimately have a chance to be top 3 world player. I know Bale is quality and stuff.
Maybe him.
Yeah.
So who do you put in there now?
Top 3. Messi. But, like, Messi and Ronaldo.
Right. Like, they try to say Suarez is there. They try to say, but I don't think Suarez was really good on Liverpool, and he gets his goals. But this Messi,
yeah, he's a different level.
Drops back and plays behind Suarez, and I think has the same amount of goals.
Oh yeah, and
creates assists. Like
he does more.
Sacrifices his game
because
he knows he's gonna run more.
Yeah,
you know so. I don't know, but Suarez is amazing. Neymar is amazing.
Yeah, Bale is very good.
And Bale is very good. Yeah, Bale could even be better if he wasn't I feel sometimes Bale mutes his game so he doesn't piss off Ronaldo.
Yeah, yeah, big time.
So it's like he could, but if you have that mentality, then how good are you going to be? Because Ronaldo would do that for somebody. Yeah. And Messi, when he wanted Ibrahimovic to start his position at Barca, he went to the coach and asked for it, and he got it.
Yeah.
So he's determined to be who he's going to be. Yeah, to be number one. So,
but that's what I'm trying to think. Like, is there any player now that you'd look at and be like, oh, they're the next Ronaldo?
Pogba.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because just the way, let me go to his stats. Just the way he plays, man. He's just, it's, I don't know, man. Listen, so everybody was shitting on the Pogba buy, right?
Mm.
But I've been looking at it overall. First of all, he's playing way better.
Mm.
He has so many touches, and he's been playing way better. But not only that, he's 23.
Mm.
You bought somebody at 23 that has the best years ahead of him, and we're seeing them now. Mm. So for £89 million or whatever it goes up to, if 5 years from now, you could sell him for even more.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, and plus, you won't have to face, if you're a man, his quality is rubbing off on the other players. The way the other players play, it's more like how he plays than how they used to play.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you won't have to play this guy in Champions League. Like, you won't have to go up against Barca or
with him.
Or again with him or Real Madrid with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you've paid for that to not happen in the future. And that's why he's worth it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine Pogba on Real Madrid or Barca with another player that they bought on his level.
Yeah,
now you can bring somebody that they have to match his level.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you don't have to, well, who's going to mark this guy? You have one of those guys.
Yeah.
So I prefer the money we spent.
Mm, yeah, definitely.
I definitely, because I can see the future of this team now.
Yeah, because even like with Barca's midfield now, Pogba would definitely be on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you'd have to like worry about Pogba, Suarez, and just all the shit that they got.
But now
you're like, well, we got Pogba, we got Mkhitaryan,
Ibrahimovic,
you know.
And he's able to match up.
Yeah.
All right, how many of their quality players can we kind of match with?
Yeah, and then we got Herrera for their old Busquets.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's our Roy Keane. Like,
because if he can, like, add another really that quality,
then to Man U, right?
Yeah.
Then it's a wrap.
Yeah,
then
we're
even with, like, some of the top teams in the world.
Yeah.
Midfield, forward, going forward-wise. Yeah.
Like, buying those star players is worth it.
So what?
Buying the star players, like, for the big money,
mm-hmm.
it does make a difference as opposed to just buying he's going to be good.
Right, yeah.
But, like, all right, this guy's 100 million.
Right.
Yeah, but he's going to be worth it.
Yeah. Like look what Real Madrid paid, a ridiculous amount of money for Ronaldo. And it was worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Bale worth it.
Bale worth it. You don't have Suarez. To play against a Bale on somebody else's team.
Neymar. Yeah, that's the thing. Especially, like, remember the buying of Neymar?
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like, all right, whoever gets him at least doesn't have to play against him either.
Right.
It's like a double down.
Yeah, you're saving yourself that. You don't want to have to prepare for somebody you could have.
Mm.
You know? And that's your players can sleep the night before that game.
I wonder if Neymar will be the next. Because, like, he can't.
I think so. I think he's already there, but.
But he's. I don't think he's, like, there as in he's up exactly with them. I think he's potential to get there, like, go up to their level.
I think they won't give him the credit for some reason, but if you look at what he's done and what he's doing exactly what you'd want somebody to do, but I think you can ignore him a little bit because. I think sometimes people respect people in turns, and he's the youngest one of those three.
Yeah, true.
And it's like when they feel like when Messi's done and Suarez is done, he can step up Neymar all his credit. But he's I don't know what more you can ask for.
Yeah, no, but
because you also have to play
in the system.
In the system that helps the entire team. Yeah, so you can't, like, Iniesta is better than the way Iniesta is one of the best midfielders I've ever seen, and he's even better than that, but he stays in the system.
Yeah, yeah, true.
And like if Iniesta tackles a lot or puts himself in a position to pressure the ball out of people, like, all in his youth. Like, a guy with that attacking ability, did he really have to do that?
Yeah, true, true.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, so these guys,
That's why I wonder if that's why Ronaldo and Messi are so like just unreal, because they're like, all right, do what you want.
Right.
Go where you want.
Right.
And just look like you're magic.
Right. Just do magic all the time.
Yeah. And then you're like, Jesus, these guys are magic.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of freed up to go do it.
Right. But the difference between Messi and Ronaldo is Messi will track back and defend sometimes. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah. But I wonder if that's what drives him on. Ronaldo's whole attitude of, oh, you scored, but you could have passed to me and I could have scored. I'm going to be slightly pissed. You're like Messi is happy when other fuckers
score. Like, you scored, but I'm not happy about your goal.
Jordi Alba, I think, scored for...
Oh, this weekend, yeah.
Yeah, and like Messi was dancing and hacked down. Mm-hmm. And he got up and he was just happy that Jordi Alba scored. Whereas,
he didn't
waste
his dribble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas Ronaldo would have been like, look at my name on my back. I set that up.
Yeah.
Oh, you scored. What's your name again? Peasant boy who's on my team.
Oh, you're on the team. Oh, yeah. I thought it was an own goal.
I just call you left back. What's your actual name?
Left back. But I'm right back. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No, but they're quality.
Yeah.
I want to see this guy that City bought. Angel, is it? From Brazil?
Oh, Gabriel Jesus.
Oh, yeah, Jesus, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to be... He's trouble. He wants it.
Yeah?
He wants it, yeah. So, January.
Oh, yeah. Is he actually going to be in?
He's finishing up in Brazil now. He played on the Olympic team. He's on their World Cup qualifying team. And he's... Sometimes when you see the highlights of a Brazilian match, they don't even show the highlights of Neymar.
Oh, no way.
Because this guy has so many highlights.
Oh, seriously? He's that good?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
He's a game changer.
Yeah.
He's going to help people forget how bad the defense of Man City really is.
Oh, yeah, that's what they
And mean. Then if Sané's young and he keeps coming along and stuff, some of the stuff he just did. It's not like an offside goal to get you back in, get you in rhythm.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter how the goal came, as long as you got it. Sterling needed a goal, and he scored. He scored the winner for Man City, so that's good.
Oh, yeah.
For England and just for, you know.
His game would have been, because he was playing kind of poor.
Yeah, he's been playing kind of poor.
If that didn't go in, they would have been like, why did you not pass to De Bruyne or something? He was lucky that one didn't.
I'm trying to remember how, he just took it from a, very close angle, yeah.
He cut in and his left foot went in.
But yeah. So yeah.
All in all, great week for Everton.
Oh, let's see. Let's do the table. Let's do the table. So Chelsea's number one, 43 points. Jesus, they're gone.
Yeah.
At least they won't get relegated. They got 43 points. Congrats, Chelsea. You won't be relegated this year. You got 43 points. You're number one. Liverpool's number two with 37 points, six behind Chelsea. Man City is three. They have 36 points. Arsenal is fourth. They have 34 points. So basically, Man City just wrestled that out of you and passed you.
Yeah.
Spurs is fifth with 33 points, and we're in Spurs' ass. We're right behind them. Man U, we are sixth with 30 points. And Southampton is seventh with 24 points. West Brom is now eighth with 23 points. Everton is ninth. What? You're in the top 10?
Hanging in there.
But with 23 points.
Look at that goal difference.
Zero. Bournemouth is 10th with 21 points. Stoke is 11th with 21 points. Watford is 12th. With 21 points. West Brom is 13th. West Ham is 13th with 19 points. So they climbed up a little bit, West
Ham.
Yeah,
they're creeping out.
Yeah, Middlesbrough is creeping up. They're 14th with 18 points. Leicester is 15th, ex-champs, with 17 points. Burnley is 16th with 17 points. Crystal Palace, 17th with 15 points. Sunderland, 18th. With 14 points, Swansea, 19th with 12, and Hull, 20th with 12. Yeah, they might be going down for sure.
Sunderland are slightly creeping up there, aren't they? A couple of wins here and there. I thought they were dead and buried.
Yeah, they're climbing out there. They could Moyes is gonna Moyes them out of some shit. They could survive again. But what are they gonna do? Just survive? if he gets them to survive, he should quit.
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gotta get in and out.
See how smart Moyes is.
Yeah.
We'll see how smart.
She's Burnley are down there, aren't they? I thought they were further up.
Yeah, they were, and then they lost some games, so they came down.
Let's see who gets the chop first.
But they're like 17th. They're only, listen, they're 17th. They're 4 points out of being 10th.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's tight.
They're 16th, and they're 4 points out of being 10th. So it's tight. Still tight. They could still finish top eight. Because they're 6 points out of being eighth. Two games.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. So it's how funny it is. You know, one win pushes you far up, and one loss drops you way down.
Oh, yeah. It's from that, like, eighth, seventh down, it could go anywhere.
Yeah.
Even the goal difference. Look at Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Tent.
Shit. It's bananas.
Good work.
Anything you want to plug? Besides Christmas?
Christmas. Make sure you buy someone in your life that you kind of don't like, but you need to buy them a present. Buy them my books on Amazon. Random, randumer, and pre-dumb before I came to LA. Or else on Twitter, I'm at Trickadoo, TRICKADUU. Marquez.tv. That's all my plugging.
Me, you can get my album. It's on CD Baby. It's called 100% Half-Assed. And you can go there or to my website, ianedwardscomedian.com. You can pick it up there. Give it to somebody as a gift. You know, laughter's good, right? And you get at me on Twitter at ianedwardscomic. I'll be in LA the entire December at the Comedy Store this week. I'm at the Improv Tuesday. Thursday. I'm at the Comedy Store Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week. Merry Christmas. Everybody enjoy themselves. One love. See you. Happy Boxing Day. One.